Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Are you calling me dirty?
Well, yeah!
I don't have yeast anywhere but my arms and my back.
Oh, God.
106.5 The End.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
His mom is so proud of him, and we love having him on the show. It's time for Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know pigeons have an incredible ability to remember human faces? In fact, if you chase or feed a pigeon even once, it will remember you in the future.
No.
What?
That's no. Crazy.
How do they know that?
Crazy.
They have facial recognitions in their eyes.
Kevin, can you tell us your three favorite birds and why?
Easy.
Good question.
A swallow, a quail, and a bald eagle.
Okay, why?
Swallow because they have a big chest that bows when they eat. What was the second one? A quail because they're nice and petite. And a bald eagle because it's America.
Of course.
Okay.
Kevin,
Kevin, have you ever eaten quail before?
Yes, I love quail eggs.
Do you?
Quail eggs are a delicacy where it's different than a regular chicken egg because they're much smaller, but their texture is more crunchy.
All right. Well, I mean, Kevin, okay, so real fast, what do we do to avoid getting facial recognition from pigeons? Best thing to do?
Wear a full face mask.
A full face mask.
So like a gas mask? I wouldn't go extreme and gas mask it. I would go like a ski mask.
Oh, ski mask, like you're going to rob a bank.
No, not. Okay, maybe like a pullover beanie with holes in it.
That's a ski mask.
That's a ski mask.
I thought a ski mask was what Freddy wears.
That's a hockey mask.
A hockey mask.
And that's Jason, not Freddy.
Same thing. They both kill people.
All right. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know the first time a computer successfully ran a piece of software was June of 1948? A computer in England ran a program that was basically just a calculator.
What? In what year?
1948.
Wow. Can you imagine having to carry that thing around? Kind of like, remember back in school?
You couldn't possibly.
Remember back in school, then like you had the big Texas Instruments graphing calculator? Like,
yes, that you could play games on?
Yeah, what was it, like the T-100 or something? Or
TI-95 right. Or 98.
You're going to have to carry this around for all the graphing that you're going to have to do when you grow up out of high school. And you're like, man, I guess I'm just going to have to invest in a graphing calculator now.
I was never in a math class that required one of those.
Yeah, we know.
Really? You just need it in pre-cal.
I mean, you would have loved it.
I never got to algebra.
What?
How'd you never get to algebra?
Oh, man. I guess it's pity. I don't know. I did math A and math B, and they went, I guess it's fine.
What was math A?
A little bit easier than math B.
But the fact that that running a computer and running a piece of software as far back as 1948, like people didn't even know computers even existed, and they used
it as
a calculator.
The military. Had to be done by the military, right?
They made a movie about this, the Imitation Game, and the guy who invented it was gay.
Wow.
Secretly gay.
Who cares?
No, it was like an interesting fact.
Well, I mean, at the time, back in the 40s, you know, I mean, that wasn't as common as it is now.
Kevin, if you were going to, why don't you think that this computer could, like, play Snake also?
It was in 1948, so they barely had any extra computer parts, computer chips, or memory in the computer. So calculating the calculator for how many, they probably use it for how many guns they have left or how many rations they have in the army. So they only put in the numbers and then doing all that math. Like, you can't even do all the math equations, let alone save all the math equations in a computer.
I think they used it to break codes.
Oh, yeah, that was a big part of it, too.
That's even harder.
Yeah. And they'd use it to type out love in numbers, and then you'd turn it upside down. Is Kevin, are you old enough to get this joke?
No, we spelled out something else instead of love.
We did boobies.
Yeah, boobies.
That was a pretty common one. All right, did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know Arnold Schwarzenegger got paid $75,000 for Terminator and $15 million for Terminator 2? 7 years later.
What percentage of an increase is that, Kevin? Because that's a lot.
They added three more zeros. So.
Okay. So.
30%.
Oh, so 75,000 to 15 million. It's only a 30% increase, huh?
Oh. 50%? 50% would be 150,000. Okay.
Yeah. I thought you were really good at this.
Yeah, I thought so too.
But you talk to me like I'm an idiot about that.
Okay. It's more than 50%.
It's also more than 1%. Is that an acceptable answer?
His face is frozen. We finally broke him.
No, because
Kevin, you can't pretend to be frozen on Skype when you're sitting in the same room as Rain.
I tried to do the math in my head, but you guys keep talking.
Oh, see how that feels.
Oh, look at that.
I'm trying to draw 15 million into zeros for me, and then I'm going to take that and divide it by 75, but now I can't. Three. It's three times as more.
I don't know. None of us know the answer.
No, we don't know.
No idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.